Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na SBS Slovenije širom Avstralije in po svetu v soboto 4. marca 2023. Pravkar ste slišali prilogo o izidih pregleda jezikovnih skupin na sporedu SBS, ki jih upravlja vsakih 5 let. In za več o tem in odločitvi v naši slovenski oddaji bo sedaj spregovoril direktor jezikovnih skupin na SBS-u. Today we welcome SBS Director of Audio Language Content, David Hua, for the first time on SBS Slovenian. Good afternoon, David, and thank you for joining us.
Zdravo, Tanya, and thank you very much for having me.
On Wednesday, there were 2 changes in audio and language content, one being the SBS Radio was rebranded to SBS Audio, and the Language Services Review, of course, and the listeners just heard a bit more of a feature with information about the outcome of the Language Services Review and the key changes to the Language Services, including those that affect SBS Slovenian. Tell us a little bit more about how the decision to decommission SBS Slovenian came about.
Sure. Look, firstly, it's very challenging time for many people when SBS makes a decision to cease a service. It's never easy, but it does reflect our responsibility under SBS's charter to continually evolve our offering to best meet the needs of contemporary Australia. We go through a process called the Language Services Review in line with the Australian Census, which is run every 5 years. And what SBS does in order to be reflective of contemporary Australia and to determine the languages that we serve is we explore the census data along with research to be able to determine the size of a language speaking community and factors that determine the needs of the community itself. And those factors include recentness of arrival to Australia, household income. It includes the age of a population, and it includes English language proficiency as well. And we use these measures in order to shape the need index of the communities that we seek to serve. And from that, we determine a language list. And look, unfortunately, as part of that language services review, a number of languages, 6 languages that we currently serve and 3 that are in recess, including Slovenian that we currently serve, is not to be recommissioned. And look, this isn't a reflection on the great work that SBS Slovenian producers and indeed yourself have done and continue to do. It really is just a reflection on the changing needs of the Australian community. And while some languages are ceasing, we are seeking to commission some new languages as well as those communities emerge or grow and have needs to understand the Australia around them.
So what does this mean, I guess, for the Slovenian speaking community that are listening now, particularly those, I guess, that have been listening since the start of 2EA and 3EA for almost 48 years? How would they access, let's say, important information and the news in a direct manner like radio?
Well, the world in terms of the listening and media experience has changed so much since 1975 when 2EA and 3EA started broadcasting. My own background is as a Vietnamese refugee, first generation, and my experience of SBS radio is that, you know, the household would stop in the afternoon. My parents would be in the middle of playing with me, my brother and my sister, but the whole household would stop. They'd put us aside and they would turn on the radio and they would listen to SBS radio for that essential information about what's going on in Vietnam, as well as what's going on here in Australia, and to feel really, really connected to the community. And that continues in the case of, you know, my father too. It keeps him company. And I certainly appreciate the role that audio and radio and particularly SBS's language services plays in that in the lives of so many people. But the situation with the languages that we are seeking to decommission is that in the case of Slovenian speakers, there has been a drop in speakers, a decrease of about 16% since the last census in 2016, and there are about 3,500 Slovenian speakers right now. English language proficiency is high. It's at 94% within the community, and it's a well-established community with 12% arriving in Australia in less than the last in the last 10 years. It is also an older community, with 51% of the community being over 65 years. So I suppose the story here as well, in terms of how the listening can continue, is that when I was younger and my parents were listening to SBS, there is now such a plethora of choice around consumption, choices around where to listen to content, be it online, be it through YouTube, be it through streaming services, including those in language from community radio or from overseas, that might play some of this role. And from an SBS point of view, we're very, very keen to continue to offer online evergreen content that has been produced in Slovenian so that audiences will continue to enjoy and appreciate the work that's been done, as you say, since 1975 and over the many decades.
And when, I guess, do we have a date for when this decommissioning will be effective from? So how long will we still be, let's say, producing new content?
Well, we're in consultation at the moment, but which is likely to conclude in 5 weeks' time. So that's the end of April. I understand that you've got a show on the 29th of April, so that's likely to be that last one for SBS Slovenian. And I'm really, really keen to listen to that one. I don't speak Slovenian, of course, but I might say that in terms of my job as director of audio and language content, responsible for the output in over 60 languages, I liken my air checking, which is a radio term, of course, which is about, getting in the car or pretending to just be at home and putting yourself in the mindset of your audience to really understand how the listening experience is being enjoyed or otherwise, is that it's always a delight to listen to SBS Slovenian. The professionalism that goes into the delivery, the different voices that actually comes into it, the community voices that are included, it's well and truly SBS at its very, very best. And I hope that on the 29th of April and in the lead up to that, it's a great opportunity to really celebrate with the community the contribution and the connection that SBS has helped to facilitate with the Slovenian speaking community.
Well, thank you for your time today, David, and joining us on SBS Slovenian. Like I said, for the first time, unfortunately, likely to be the last, given the time frame we've got. But thank you again for explaining a bit more about the changes, about the outcome of the language services review that will bring to our Slovenian speaking community around Australia.
Hvala lepa, thank you so much.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.